The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here is your host, Julia Stubbe.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, and I thank you for being here. I am so grateful and appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and listening live today. And if you are listening to the recording at another time, I appreciate you just as much. Thank you again. Each week we start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the energetic toy box and explore the fundamentals of the metaphysical world. Today we will be exploring floral essences. Our guest today is Suzette Gore. Suzette is a practitioner of Oriental medicine. She's also a Matrix Energetics certified practitioner, as well as a Bach, which is Flower Essence Foundation registered practitioner. So I'm really excited to have her here today. So we're going to start off this hour with some guided imagery, and I would like to invite you to play along using your imagination. Let us first start off by getting very comfortable and taking a few deep breaths. Okay, take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold the breath. And when you're ready, blow out through your mouth as if you were blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. Relax your shoulders. Relax your hips. Now take another deep breath, once more in through the nose, holding it, and when you're ready, out through the mouth. For those of you who are in a safe place, feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those who are driving or operating equipment, let's keep your eyes wide open. Now, let's bring your attention to your heart space. Let your heart expand with love and gratitude. Feel the expansion. Let us send that love and gratitude up from your heart, up through the throat, through our crown, to the angelic realms. And when you're ready, now receive the immense love and gratitude back from the angelic realms, expanding our heart even more. Feel that love and gratitude in your heart space filling you with peace and joy. Now imagine that love radiating from your heart, surrounding Mother Earth. Imagine that love touching all the beings of the planet. Take a breath. Relax. And off to your right, you notice a path that leads you through a beautiful garden of roses. You follow the path through the rose garden, noticing roses of many colors, ruby red roses, vibrant orange roses. You notice butterflies flittering around all the roses. They're so beautiful and peaceful, and they're flying around your head. They just make you smile. You notice roses the color of sunshine. The greenery around you is lush, and you take in the sounds of the birds chirping. The fragrance of the roses is intoxicating, filling your nostril senses with such beauty. You continue along the path where you see roses of indigo blue and deep violet. You take notice there's a clearing off to the left where you see two beautiful women getting ready to open the energetic toy box. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. As they open the energetic toy box, you see that it is filled with beautiful flowers. Let's see what this is all about. Now, I would like to welcome our guest, Suzette. Suzette is a Bach Flower Essence Foundation registered practitioner. So welcome, Suzette. And I'd just like to know, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I'm literally surrounded here, not just indoors, but outdoors with flowers as we're celebrating the beautiful arrival of spring finally here in the Northeast. So thank you, Julia, so much for having me here today. It's a pleasure to be able to share my passion with flower essences with all of you that are tuning in today. So I'm looking forward to the upcoming hour.
Awesome. So for those of us who don't know what flower essences are or how they're made, could you just give us a little bit of background about that?
I sure could. It's quite a vast subject, and I think the starting point is to clarify the difference between flower essences and essential oils, because that's typically where people go. They think, oh, flower essences, they're essential oils, and they're actually really the exact opposite, where an essential oil is a concentrate of a plant or flower. A flower essence is actually single physical constituent in there. They are made by taking a flower, and they will put them in vats of spring water in the pure outdoors under the sunlight. And literally what happens is you get the photons of the sun rays shining down upon the flowers that will imprint the life force energy of the flowers into the water molecule. We say water has the capacity to store information, and that's the whole premise of homeopathy. And I don't know how familiar the listeners are with homeopathy, but the idea is that it's really just based on frequency. There's nothing biochemically, physically in there. It is just the energetic imprint onto the water molecule that stores the information of that flower, in the case of flower essences. So what I love about flower essences is that they're completely safe to take. People can use them in conjunction with Western medications. You don't have to worry about any type of interactions or adverse interferences there. They're gentle. They work at whatever pace the individual needs. And they really, the thing that makes them stand out from any other modality is that they work on the mental state. And that's the thing that's most important to realize here, that Bach flower essences are not treating physical conditions or states of disease, but what they treat is the disharmony between our soul and our body. Okay, so instead of saying, oh, I'm going to treat somebody's low back pain, which is what I may do when a client comes in for acupuncture, I may find that, wow, what's really going on in their lives is a lot of change. And what I may end up doing then is actually sending them home with a remedy called walnut, which is specific for helping the individual adjust to change in their life. So the remedies really target the mind and the mental state. And what is seen to happen is that that certainly impacts our physiology, so that by treating the mind, you will not just shift the emotional state into a more positive scenario, but any physical symptoms that are connected to that will also shift and change in that ripple effect. And that's what makes these really so beautiful and wonderful to work with.
Yeah, I love fluorescences, and I just wanted to emphasize on one thing is that they really are safe, and there's so many different ways you can use them. I mean, you can use them and just put a couple drops in your water, or you can put them in a spray bottle and just spray the air with you, because it just changes that. What are some other ways besides that that you can incorporate them in your life? I know we can use them for pets and for plants, so if you want to explore a little more on that, that would be great as well.
Yeah, definitely. There's really no situation that you can't use flower essences. Even if a person is unconscious or in a coma, you can just apply them topically on the pulse points, behind the ears, moisten the lips, you know, obviously with just enough to moisten. You wouldn't want to pour liquid down there. They're so easy to use. There are no rules. Like in home homeopathy, they'll oftentimes recommend, you know, 15 minutes away from food or drink. In this case, it doesn't matter. You cannot overdose on them. What I find people oftentimes do is they underdose. They don't take them enough. What I do in my practice, and which is really a nice way to effectively use them, is to combine different remedies together and make a little remedy bottle for the individual, where we can combine up to 6 or 7 different remedies to target 6 or 7 different states of mind. And, you know, if you go to your local health food store, Whole Foods, there are many places that you can find these. They're a total of 38, and I'm talking about the Bach Flower Essence System here, which is the original, named after the Dr. Bach, who was the discoverer of flower essences back in the 1930s. And the bottles that you buy are considered stock bottles or concentrates. And you just take 2 drops out of each chosen bottle, and you can put it in a little 1-ounce dropper bottle or in your drinking water, and then you fill it with spring water, and that is your personal little, as I call them, magic potion. And then the idea is that you take a dose at least 4 times a day to achieve effectiveness. So if people aren't doing 4 times a day, they're not going to see the results. And I might also add that results can be very immediate, or they can also ripple out over time. There's no hard, fast rule. You know, for some people, it'll be very palpable, and for others, I took that for about 2 weeks. I'm not sure what I really noticed. The effects can sometimes sneak up on you, and sometimes it's those around us that will actually notice the shifts before we ourselves, sometimes in our own awareness, actually picks up on that.
Yeah, I've taken other brands. I also like Green Hope Farm floral essences personally, and I've worked with them, and it's like I've noticed how by my taking them, it changes how I interact with others, because my frequency has changed. And therefore, the energy between us has changed, so therefore the dynamics has changed as well. So it's really, really wild how it all plays with each other, going back and forth with it. I just find it always amazing and magical, very magical.
Yeah, we're all quantumly entangled. So when one of us shifts, that affects everyone or everything around us for sure. I like to use them on my plants. We have many orchids at home, and you know, the flower essences are really helpful. You know, when we move them from indoors to outdoors, we'll put a little walnut, which is all about adjusting to change, in the watering water. Maybe a little olive, which is good for fatigue or weariness, right? It's a little bit of a shock, some rescue remedy. You know, I'd like to take a minute, if I can, to talk a little bit about rescue remedy.
Well, we can do that after the break, because we're going to be coming up on a break in a little bit, and we can you know, follow that down there, that path, when we get there.
Sounds good.
For more about your pet, so you could just, like, in a spray bottle, even just spray them with the water as well. As well as just the wood, and adding the essence actually to the water you water them with. So you could do both?
Correct, yes. And, you know, for pets, I'd like to mention, or even for children, the Bach formulas, some of them also come in a glycerin base as opposed to a brandy base. And, you know, even small dogs, you wouldn't want to give them the essences in a brandy base, because they can be very alcohol sensitive, in which case maybe misting them would be more useful, or getting it in the glycerin base, or using a company like Green Hope Farms, which uses a red sechou as the stock,
the plant
preservative.
Yeah, because that's what I use for my animals. They have a whole animal wellness collection, which I really, really like. But you're more familiar with Bach, and that's what you trained in. So you said there's 38 different remedies. So
Yes, and then you can mix and match them. Right, there are 38, and then there's one called Rescue Remedy, which is actually a blend or composite of 5 individual remedies, and that's used for acute stressful situations or trauma. So that's more of an acute situational remedy, where the others really, you know, each remedy addresses a quote-unquote negative state of mind. I don't even like the term negative. Okay. It's just our three-dimensional reality, right?
All right. How about if we talk more about Rescue Remedy after the break? So I want to thank our listeners for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks so much.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Suzette Gore, and we are exploring fluorescences. And before the break, we were talking about rescue remedies. So, Suzette, would you expand a little bit more about what rescue remedy is, like the different, you said it has five different essences in it, and talk a little bit about that. And I'd really be curious of how fluorescences got started. How did they come about? And if you could share some information on that, I would be grateful as well.
Great. Well, let's start with rescue remedy, since that is probably the best known of any and all flower essences, and it's just so useful. I consider rescue remedy to be one of those essential items that you keep a bottle in your car, you keep one in your purse, your bag, at home, just so, so useful. Bach flower essences come from England, and actually, if you ride the tube in London, you know how you see those ads on the side of the train, they actually have like ads, bright yellow, that's a rescue remedy for stress and trauma. So it's probably much better known in some other countries and becoming more known in the U.S. Even if you look through some yoga journals and holistic magazines, you will see ads for rescue remedy. Just look for a bright yellow bottle. That's kind of the key signature there. And what rescue remedy is, it's a special blend of five essences that Dr. Bach put together for use in acute, stressful, or traumatic situations. And the essences that are in there are Star of Bethlehem, which is fabulous for any kind of loss, shock, grief that one may go through. So certainly a wonderful remedy to use, you know, if you're going to a funeral or you just got the news that, you know, somebody died or you had to put your pet down. So many helpful scenarios there. It also has Rock Rose, which is for panic, terror, extreme fear. It has Impatience for the state of agitation that one can go into under a stressful scenario, for instance, a car accident or, you know, close call with a deer running in front of your car. It has Cherry Plum, which is for loss of control, whether you feel like you're going to lose control and, you know, freak out, or whether, you know, life seems to be spiraling out of control around you, or you might lose control of your mind. And then the fifth one is Clematis, or Clematis, as they say in England. And that is for kind of not being in the present moment, being scattered, kind of out there in the ozone. So those five together work beautifully for a wide variety of scenarios, whether it's, you know, fear of going to the dentist. You know, it's great to put a couple drops of that in your water bottle and sip it as you're, you know, en route, or even a day ahead. It won't interfere with any anesthesia. I have a great personal story about rescue remedy. I happened to be working in Lower Manhattan on 9/11, and, you know, believe it or not, that was the one day I was like rifling through my backpack looking for my rescue remedy, nowhere to be found. And I was like, how can this be? I always have rescue remedy. But it being Manhattan, you know, I figured somewhere I could find a little health food store and walk in there, and sure enough, like right around the corner, there was a store, walked in, and right behind the clerk was Rescue Remedy on the shelf. And, you know, I know it made a huge difference for myself going through that process, you know, during and in the weeks that followed on that specific day. And as well for many other people, I was recommending a lot of Rescue Remedy to my patients and clients and friends and family. So, you know, you never know when you might need a bottle of Rescue Remedy. So always good to have on hand. And again, you know, with pets, I mean, multiple uses there, plants.
Yeah, you could use it with your pets if they're stressed. If you have to travel with them or take them to the vet, there's, you know, you can just put a couple drops in their water, or actually can just put a couple drops topically and rub it into their coat. That's how I would do it. How else do you actually let them like lick your hand or anything like that?
Yes, yeah, certainly. I would certainly think of putting it in their water, and even just a couple drops and rubbing it over their fur, over their coat. That works great as well. And I always take Rescue Remedy when I travel, because that is a little bit of a trauma to the system as well. You know, I don't think people were really built to be in airplanes at such altitudes. That's a trauma to the body as well. Or even, you know, people that have fear of driving on the highway. It's wonderful for that. Can really work well for panic attacks, anxiety, many different, scenarios again. So, you know, if you get nothing out of this hour, you know, Rescue Remedy is really a key thing to remember. And I know there are many, many other flower essence companies around the globe. There's flower essences from Australia. There's orchid essences. I know Green Hope Farm, Julia and I, we're both a fan of those. And they have a whole rose garden collection. They have an Irish collection, mm-hmm. Sicily and Santorini, Bermuda. And they also have in their animal wellness collection an animal emergency care remedy, which works great also. Sometimes it's just a matter of seeing which one your pet seems to respond better to. You know, there's no one is better than another. I tend to resort to the Bach. It's the original system, and I like the simplicity in that there are only 38 essences and that it's a complete system. So that always tends to be my go-to, probably also because I have the most experience working with it. But mm-hmm. I like the fact that I can accomplish everything with those 38 remedies. And then I like to supplement with others because it's just fun. And, you know, there's so many cool remedies out there. It's really an endless realm. And it's fun to play.
For sleep, I know that for Green Hope Farms, they have Sweet Pea. So what does Bach use or recommend for sleep issues?
They have, and I'm not here to sell products. I do not work for Nelson Bach or anything like that. But they have a product that they call Rescue Sleep, which you can see on your health food store shelves. And what it is, it's Rescue Remedy, because it's traumatic, certainly, when you don't sleep. And they add an essence called White Chestnut to that. And White Chestnut is the remedy for when thoughts and worries go round and round in your head, because very often that can be a contributor to people not being able to sleep at night, right? They're worrying and thinking too much.
All right. So who discovered and how did they discover floral essences and that they actually, you know, could help us? How did that come about?
Yes. Well, the thing that actually attracted me to the flower essences was the name. I'm like, what on earth is this thing called Bach flower essences? So strange sounding. And what it is, it's named after the Dr. Edward Bach, who was the original discoverer of flower essences back in the 1930s. He was actually an MD in the early 1900s. He was a physician, a surgeon, a bacteriologist, immunologist. He later became a homeopath. He actually studied with Samuel Hahnemann, who was the founder of homeopathy. And what he found, even in his very traditional medical training and working with patients, is that there really seemed to be such a connection between the personality and the mental state of the person and their physical ailments. And he noticed that sometimes, you know, he had a woman who had asthma and, you know, she was also worried about her, you know, husband didn't have a job. And the minute the husband found a job and their situation changed, the asthma was gone. And he said, well, how can this be? And, you know, he was a people person. He enjoyed observing and interacting. And he really thought there's something about this. And that's what then led him to study homeopathy, because homeopathic remedies have physical connotations, but they're also mental, emotional aspects that complete that picture. So, you know, he studied with Samuel Hahnemann, and Dr. Bach became a well-known homeopath, and he actually developed, because he did a lot of work with intestinal toxemia in his patients, he found that certain, you know, people with a certain character trait tended to have certain bacteria in their gut. And he developed what they're they call the bocinosodes, which is making a homeopathic remedy from the actual organism in the intestine that's the pathogen, and that would create the cure. And what he found is that all patients suffering from the same emotional difficulties needed that same nosode, regardless of the type of physical manifestation and disease that they had. So what he realized was, it's like, if we can treat the mental state, whatever the physical ailment is that they're manifesting, which may be the, you know, their weak spot in their physiology, that will shift and change. So Samuel Hahnemann, he passed on, and Dr. Bach kind of continued that vein of thought, thinking, you know, there must be an even, you know, another way in nature that just specifically targets the mind. And he eventually left London, which is where his quite prestigious practice was, and retreated to the countryside, and became a very kind of energetically sensitive, tuned individual. And he would develop what he called these divinely guided states of mind and body, where he would experience, you know, an intense rage, and he might have like a stomach pain to go with it, and it would lead him into the woods, and he would, you know, basically almost be guided, or would find that flower that when he would hold it would then shift his mental state, and then several hours later the physical condition that went with that would also dissipate. And he found that if he would just take the dew off the flower and put that in a little brandy, that would also have the same effect, that the dew would absorb, again, the spiritual life force of that flower. And in turn, then he developed this sun method of creating flower essences, where you would actually pick the flower at its peak and then float it in spring water in the sunlight. And then the water would be put into brandy as a preservative and would create the mother tincture. So it's very interesting. And he, in turn, went on to develop a total of 38. And, you know, he realized at that point his work was complete, that with those 38, you could, you know, accomplish anything and everything. It would address all states of mind, no matter the era or the century. You know, people are basically the same. And, you know, we have stress, we have fears, we have anxieties, insecurities. So with these 38, you can accomplish everything. And that's the beauty. And he said it's in the simplicity that, is also the appeal, because anybody can learn to do this. It's not rocket science. You don't have to have any vast understanding of physics or medicine. All you need to know is that, hey, the remedy pine works when you're feeling guilty, or the remedy gorse is great when you feel hopelessness, or if you're overwhelmed, take some elm. That it really is that simple, and therein lies the beauty and what I love so much about that particular system. But I do like to dabble in other ones as well, because it's just fun and interesting, and it's such a great world out there and so many different remedies to explore that, you can have fun with this. And I always say, you know, play with these things. You know, we need to experience joy and vitality, and part of that is the more we're in tune with our souls and the more we're joyful and we play, that will shift our state. And then using these remedies as support is just wonderful.
Yeah, so if somebody was just starting, Rescue Remedy would probably be the one that would recommend just to get started with, because that way they could just take it and notice what they notice, you know, and go from there, so that they don't have to make a big investment just to check it out, or they could just maybe pick one or two to see, you know, what resonates with them. Would that be the way you would have them start out, or?
I definitely would. I know back in the day, and I got into these a long time ago, on the health food store shelf with the Rescue Remedy was a little booklet called the 38 Bach Flower Essences. I mean, we're talking just a tiny little booklet, maybe like 60 pages, tiny, thin little thing. And, you know, in the booklet, it has a page for every remedy, and it tells you what it does with some keywords. So, you know, if you're somebody who has a lot of fear, the remedy Mimulus is wonderful to take on a daily basis. If you are lacking confidence and you have to give a big presentation, some larch is good. So I would suggest, you know, maybe picking one or two. And in this little booklet too, which you can also order online, it tells you too how to use them. You know, you can either take two drops out of each chosen remedy and put it in like a glass of water or your water bottle that you carry around with you all day. Or you can mix up a remedy bottle, which I like to do because I use, you know, oftentimes more than two or three remedies. There's many ways you can use them. And it's nice just to pick one or two, think about what's going on in your life and pick the relevant remedy. I sometimes just start my day with the remedies, thinking, okay, what's going on? How am I feeling today? Or if a situation comes up, boy, I got in an argument. I'm really feeling agitated.
I hate to interrupt you, but we're going to head for a break. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break with more on floral essences. Thanks again.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session. Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Suzette Gore, and we are exploring floral essences. So, Suzette, I'm thinking maybe our listeners would like to have some resources of where to go for floral essences. So, do you have some places, some go-to places that you could help them with?
I absolutely do. You know, if you go on the internet and just Google Bach flower essences, a whole slew of stuff comes up. And some of them are, you know, vendors that are selling the remedies. But for really good quality information, what I would suggest is that our listeners to go to the website www.bachcenter.com. And I'll spell that because it may not be what you think. So it's B as in boy, A-C-H, kind of like the composer, and then center spelled the English way, as in CENTRE.com. And that takes you to the UK website of the Bach Center. And on the homepage, it'll actually list, there's FAQ, visit the center, free downloads is a great place to go. There, you can actually, for free, download a couple short little ebooks that give you a really nice idea of what the remedies are in Dr. Edward Bach's personal words, which are a little, 1930s, a little different than we would talk now, but it's always good to go to get it from the horse's mouth, as they say. Then it has a really wonderful little booklet called Heal Thyself, which talks about his spiritual underpinnings of health and illness and really, why he believed that this is the starting point and also kind of the way that we can address disease and, his philosophy behind that. So there's some great things there. You can order, I probably wouldn't order books off that website because it is UK, but there is another website, livingenrichment.com, and that's a US site where you can order books. And it talks about Bach flower education for people that are interested in professional training. A lot more information there as well. So those are two good resources to go to read a little more and order books, etc., etc.
Because Green Hope Farms is one of my favorites, I'd like to give a plug to that resource as well, and that's www.greenhopeessences.com. And that's greenhopeessences.com. And they have a whole different resources as far as about floral essences, how they work, and what a floral essence is. So if you want more information, you can go check that out as well. So back to what you were talking about, Suzette.
Yeah, and just a little bit about Green Home Hope Farm, because like I said, with my clients, I tend to stick to the 38 buck because it's simple, it's succinct, you know, I can do everything. But every now and then I like to supplement with Green Hope Farms or even for myself personally. And what I love about Green Hope Farms is, A, they have such a wide variety of remedies, but what's great
is... The selection's huge. The book is like...
The book is phenomenal, and they will send you the book free of charge, and it's called A Guide to Green Hope Farm Flower Essences.
Yeah, and that comes with your first order. Yeah, it's really awesome.
And you can have a heyday just with this book and, you know, take notes, and they're just incredible. And the energy and the way they arrive on your doorstep. And I won't say too much because it's quite the magical experience when that box shows up. And I will say no more, but it's worth it ordering something from them just for the surprise of what shows up and the way they present their remedies, which is really quite a very special experience.
Yeah, I want to give, because when I was in corporate, it's like there was a lot of negativity and a lot of negative energy, and they have one essence called Rattlesnake Master. So it's like I was taking it, and I was letting other people, you know, creating little remedies for them as well, and they noticed a difference how actually people started to be nicer with this. With when they started taking it, other people were actually nicer to them because they were taking the Rattlesnake Master. So I thought that was just so wild. It's like, wow, that person's like really like nice to me. It's like, how did that happen? They weren't as negative. So you can really play with that as, you know, just, there's just, you know, get a couple just to play with. They're just so much fun.
Yeah, and the Green Hope Farm website is nice too, because they have a couple of PDFs that you can download that, you know, you can just read about, you know, all different scenarios, mental states, not conditions because that's more physical, but, you know, mental conditions maybe. And it'll tell you different remedies that may be appropriate. And then there's also a PDF that'll list all the remedies and what they each do in different categories. So it really makes it easy to then pick a few out that, you know, that speak to you, so to speak.
They have a whole collection for animal wellness, and I've used them for my animals immensely. I have them, you know, for digestive orders and for when we moved, as far as for depression and stuff goes, to help them to get through things and flow free. And just, I love them for my animals because they are completely plant-based as far as their preservative goes. So there's no alcohol involved. So they're really safe to add to the water or, you know, put a couple drops and let, you know, on their nose and go from there.
Yeah, and the Animal Wellness Collection, they're all blended remedies, so each remedy will contain, you know, a whole list of individual flower essences within that collection or within that remedy, whether it's called jealousy or outburst or separation. And the Animal Collection, you can actually use on people, too, because I have to say I have quite a few of those that I use with myself. And Green Hope Farm also has their own, what they call combination sets. And combination sets are always a good place to start, too, because there's one here called Green and Tonic. That's actually the one that I use on my plants. But there's also one called Beautiful Skin, Sacred Feminine, Chi Changes, which is a good one for like menopausal women. Lots of that going around. Emergency Care, again, is their version of Rescue Remedy. So it's, again, you can just have fun, so much fun with these, and they're so helpful and so useful. But to go back to the buck, you know, just to kind of give people a really easy overview of, you know, what these essences are and you know, what are they for, because that's always the starting point. And I do believe we have time to do this. There are a total of 38, and I thought it might be nice just to very briefly touch on each essence, just to give the viewers an idea of, you know, how comprehensive these are. So if we need to take a break in the middle, we can certainly do that and pick up where we left off.
Okay, I'm curious. So tell me all about these essences and which ones for what. I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I sit here with my box in front of me, so I'm just going to sort of like infuse all of you with each essence and trust that you'll get whatever it is that you need in this journey here. So the first one is agrimony, and I'm just going to go alphabetical because it's simple. And agrimony is for people that hide their problems behind a cheerful face. You know, they're the people, oh, everything's fine, but, you know, it's really anything but fine, right? They're kind of in denial. So taking agrimony is like flooding your body, mind, and spirit spirit with that, with the positive vibration. So we say the positive potential of agrimony, so when you're taking it, is for those who are genuinely cheerful and good company, communicate their real feelings openly, and can accept that life has its pleasant side. So by taking the remedy, it doesn't change who you are. It helps you make the most of that attribute in a positive way. And that's an important thing to understand, right? They don't change you. They help you become more of you and live your true joy and your soul purpose in what you're here to do. Okay, then next we have aspen, which is for fears and worries of known origin. So that's a good one for like anticipatory anxiety, vague apprehension. You don't really know why, or you know, you're feeling fearful with, you know, but you can't quite put your finger on it. I use aspen sometimes before a big trip when I'm just feeling sort of apprehensive. You know, there's a lot going on. It's not one particular thing. So it's good for, again, has many uses. So again, the positive potential is that it helps give a sense of inner peace, security, and fearlessness. So it's always, you know, the opposite. Then we have beech, which is a really great remedy because it's a good one when we feel critical or intolerant of others. I use this one a lot with my clients during holiday time periods when suddenly there you are back with your whole family, and you know, it can push people's buttons, and you know, it can be a little tricky sometimes to tolerate some of those in our family. So beech really helps everybody to, you know, respect that other people are different, and that's okay, right? So, or people that are just have critical personality types, you know, they take beech over time, they might start being a little more harmonious. Then we have centauri, which is for people, we call this sometimes the healer remedy, for people that are too nice, they'll accommodate others at all costs to themselves, right? They don't have good boundaries. Or sometimes centauri people can also be like not assertive enough, right? They're the yes people. So taking centauri helps them be more assertive and not be dominated over by somebody who has maybe a more forceful personality. Then we have serrato, which is a great one for people that don't trust their own judgment and will ask others their opinions. Well, what do you think I should do, right? They don't trust themselves, even though deep down they kind of might know what the right thing is, but, you know, they need that external validation. So serrato, you know, helps them, those people trust their own inner wisdom and follow that versus, you know, trying to weed out from everyone else's opinions. The sister remedy to serrato is sclerianthus, and I'm going a little out of order, but these two kind of go hand in hand. Sclerianthus is just for indecision, vacillation, right? Do I want the red one or the blue one, the chicken or the beef? You know, should I take this job or shouldn't I, right? So it's more the internal struggle. Okay. The third one in that triad that kind of goes with uncertainty is wild oat, and that is the remedy that we call the pathfinder remedy. It's when, you know, what am I here to do? What is my purpose? What is my path? Great for kids in high school that have not a clue where to go after high school, right? What should I major in? Or I still take wild oat at this time because, as you know too, Julia, that, you know, that this whole field is so vast, and sometimes you feel like, you know, wow, I want to learn this modality and I want to study this and I want to learn that. So, you know, but is that really all necessary, right? So taking wild oat can oftentimes bring clarity really to what road do I choose to go down here.
Awesome.
Yeah. So very, very useful. Are we still good on time here?
We have a minute left to sneak in one or two more.
Okay. Then we have chestnut bud, which is a great remedy. We call this one the pattern shifter. People that tend to kind of not learn from their past mistakes and keep repeating it over and over again, like the woman who keeps going out with abusive boyfriends, right? Different name, just but still abusive, helps us learn our lessons so we don't have to repeat them and we can move on. So that's the pattern breaker. And then walnut, which I mentioned before, we call that the link breaker because that's for transitions and change. So it also helps us break the link with the past so we can move forward. Okay.
Okay, one more.
Okay, then we have chicory. This is the remedy for clinginess or neediness. Great one for little kids that, you know, are always holding on to mommy. Or it can be when we are sick and we don't feel well and we just want somebody to take care of us, right? We just feel a little more in a needy, clingy state. So, you know, there are many varying degrees and ways that these remedies can be used. It's not,
okay,
you know, set in stone.
So let's head to the break and then we'll hear about the rest of the remedies. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks again.
the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. When experiencing a transformation and empowerment session with Julia, you will clear energy blocks and limitations, opening your life up to limitless possibilities. Find out more about Julia and the services she offers at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Find out information about upcoming classes and workshops, as well as links to Julia's artwork. There is much more at www.wellnesstreasures.com. Visit today. Use promo code ANGEL15 to save $15 on your first session.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Suzette Gore. And we are exploring floral essences. And Suzette was telling us about the 38 different Bach floral essences. And do you want to continue sharing the information about those? That would be great, Suzette.
Sure. I think we can get through the rest of them here pretty quickly without hopefully overwhelming the audience. Anyhow, next we have crabapple. And crabapple is kind of like what we call the energetic cleanser. It's for what I call the ickies, whether it's like, oh, a bad hair day or a pimple on my face or I feel fat, you know, anything about the physical body that you just kind of feel disgusted or grossed out over. Or even for people that feel somehow contaminated, like, you know, say you just went for an x-ray and, ugh, you know, you got that radiation. Or even for people that were abused and feel a sense of, like, uncleanness. Or people with, like, OCD where they're washing their hands all the time. So crabapple, a really useful essence with, again, a broad range of uses. Then we have elm, which is great when you're feeling overwhelmed. So, like, how many people are feeling overwhelmed on a daily basis? So elm is a great one. And oftentimes in conjunction with rescue remedy, if you're, like, really super stressed out or in a situation that's more acute, but elm may be in the background, you know, for the everyday. Then we also have oak, which is similar to elm. Oak being more the people that, you know, are kind of like the strong oak trees. They just keep going and going and going. They don't know when to stop, right? Their body may be screaming out, you know, take a rest. You need a break. But, you know, they just keep pushing forward and sometimes out of necessity, you know, single mother raising children, right? They just keep pushing forward. So oftentimes, you know, similar remedies, I may use both of them. It's not that you have to pick between one or the other. Then we have three for discouragement and depression. Gentian is the milder form. It's feeling discouraged, sometimes feeling like you want to throw the towel in and give up. Where gorse is deeper, it's more hopelessness, depression. Gorse people, you know, it's just a dark, dreary world. And we say that taking gorse is like flooding your body and your mind with sunshine, right? Bringing the joy back in. And then the third one there is sweet chestnut. And that's for extreme despair, like nervous breakdown, like you are, you know, there's just no way out. You're at the total breaking point. So sometimes with sweet chestnut, I'll also use rescue remedy. Then we have heather, and heather people, it's more of a personality type remedy. They tend to, you know, they will just talk your ears off, and it's usually all about them and their problems. And what happens is they end up very lonely because nobody wants to, you know, hear them or listen to that. So, you know, they're a little too self-absorbed. So heather can help shift that so they have a little more, you know, broader range and compassion for others. Holly is the remedy for anger, also envy, jealousy. Then we have honeysuckle, which is homesickness, people that are living in the past, or they're stuck in a situation that happened a long time ago and they can't move on from that, oftentimes with walnut to break the link with the past. Then we have hornbeam, which is for mental fatigue, Monday morning feeling like, oh, just the thought of it is exhausting. You know, I look at my walk-in closet and, oh, you know, it's not physical fatigue, it's all in the mind. Where olive is the remedy for mental fatigue, but also physical fatigue. So that's the only remedy that has a little bit of a physical connotation in it. Okay. Then we have impatience, which is for feeling agitated. It's a rescue remedy, but also one for feeling frustrated, irritable, kind of a PMS remedy, you know. Okay. Then we have larch, which is for low confidence, low self-esteem, poor self-image. Mimulus is for known fears. Mustard is for depression that comes out of nowhere. It descends like a dark cloud and lifts just as strangely as it came on. That's one that I probably have used the least, actually. Okay. Then we have pine for feeling guilty, also for being hard on yourself, should have, could have, would have. Then we have red chestnut, which is worry over others because that can sap one's vitality. And white chestnut, which is general worry, right? Just the mind going, thinking about this, I have to do this, da-da-da-da-da. Right, that's the one to calm the mind. Great for meditation, too.
Okay.
Rock rose is panic and terror. That's in rescue. Rock water is for rigidity or people that like live kind of very strictly, rigidly. You know, they need a little maybe smoothing on the edges. It's like the water that smooths the rough rock into a nice smooth pebble. Scleranthus is the vacillation. Star of Bethlehem was grief, sadness, and loss. Vervain is overenthusiasm, difficulty relaxing, because you're tense and wound up. Oftentimes, vervain people are also very passionate about a cause. We'll try to convert others around them. Vine is for people that are natural-born leaders, but when out of balance or stress, they can become kind of control freaks or, in the extreme scenario, tyrannical. Walnut, again, is the transitions, adjusting to change. Water violet is a personality remedy. Water violet people are quiet, proud. They kind of keep to themselves, a bit aloof. Then we have wild rose, which is apathy. Wild rose people just don't care anymore. And then the last one, we did it, yay, is willow, and that's for bitterness, resentment. It's almost kind of like the opposite scenario. Holly is outright anger, where willow is more internalized anger, feeling bitter, I don't deserve this, poor me. So there you go, all 38
awesome.
Bach flower
Thank
essences.
You. And I just want to reiterate that taking it like four times a day, you know, just I always just put it in my water daily. Every time I put a glass of water in, I put a couple drops in my water when I'm for the day, and I just continue it to keep that vibration going. So it's really important not to just, oh, I'm just going to take it once a week or something like that. That's so it's really important to include it daily, correct?
Correct, absolutely, because you know it requires consistency, and if you're working on an issue that is something that you've been dealing with for 30 years, you know, you can't expect that in 3 days it's going to be resolved. So, you know, you're also peeling the layers of the onion. You know, you might find it works more quickly with things that are just kind of temporary scenarios versus something that's more, you know, like deeper issue is going to take a little longer.
All right. Well, Suzette, I am so grateful you took time out of your day to share your knowledge and your passion about floral essences. It's just been awesome, you know, catching up with you as well, because I haven't, you know, had a chance to do that for a while. I also wanted to extend to our listeners an invitation. I will be a guest of Carol Lee Schloth this Wednesday evening. For those of you who have listened to previous shows, Carol Lee's helped been a guest as far as on the mirrors, and we've also talked about the light body and the sun, the moon, stars. So she's been on the show a couple times, but she hosts a monthly, the Game of Earth monthly meditation expedition webcast. And so this week, which is tomorrow, Carol Lee and I will be combining our fields to bring you a joyfully potent healing and infusion of high energy. So for more information, or to register, please visit thegameofearth.com and click on the events, and it's the virtual link, and just check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun because we've been really playing with the different energies. And in the next couple weeks, actually, Carol Lee is going to come on board here, the Energetic Toy Box, and she's going to be my co-host. So I'm super excited how the universe has created that for me to be able to do that, so and to be able to just share that energy with everyone that's listening. The other thing is next week we're going to have, we're going to be talking about Ascended Masters and the Archangels and the difference between the two of those. So, you know, I encourage everyone to check back. And just remember, if you can't tune in live, there's always the replay. So you can always listen anytime, whatever's convenient for you. see. What else did I want to share with everybody? I just want everybody just to take a moment and just be in their heart and just feel the love that Suzette and myself want to share with you. And we want to thank you for tuning in, each and every one of you, and listening today. And know that I appreciate you, each and every one of you. And I'm just such a place of gratitude, as you know, because we're continuing with the Energetic Toy Box, and I've renewed my contract to do, you know, another 13 episodes. So it's just very, very exciting for me. So again, thank everyone for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box this week. And like I said, next week we're going to do the Ascended Masters and the Archangels. And everyone have an awesome, awesome week filled with lots of love and light. All right, till next week. Bye.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia Stubbe next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.